Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call. Got a great show lined up for you tonight. Praise Yahweh. The title of tonight's message, Death Knell in the Casket of Freedom. We're going to talk about the explosive situation that we have, the emergency that we have here in America as we speak. And we are in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. If you have checked the stock market, if you have checked the situation and listened to your local news, America's economy is now in dire straits, and we are reeling and to and fro like a drunken nation. We are almost paralyzed. Our airlines, today we had another terrible crash. 260 dead, 256 adults, and four children on board, for a total of 260. 10 to 15 killed or injured on the ground. As many as 12 homes either destroyed or damaged quite severely. And we don't know where it's an act of terrorism. Fear and panic is now, once again, the main line, and we're going to give you a scripture that we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to get into some information that may astound you of where the power of the base that represents the death knell in the casket of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we suspect that this is all planned by our enemies to bring down this great nation that we have, and it seems to be working because the Communist Manifesto was given that they could take it down without firing a shot, and it looks like that might be possible here tonight as we sit here in our studio thinking about and reflecting about how many death knells have been driven in the last 100 years since the Civil War, to be exact, when the Illuminati began to take over here and rule in America. And we are very, very, very fearful tonight that we are on wobbling legs as we go teetering and tottering down through these last days. We're going to go to the book of 1 Timothy. We're going to talk to you a little bit about what is happening in our nation and in our times. And we understand that these times are written about in the scriptures. The Bible says in the second book of Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the word perilous in the Greek means disaster, or it means great danger, or harm, or stressed situations, and we have all the above. Praise Yahweh, that we just mentioned. We're going to get into the reasons why tonight and examine who's behind the turmoil that has come into our country since 9-1-1. Now, 9-1-1 seems to be a trigger And we gave you the rules of 911 and the significance of the Illuminati ritual of the number 11. The date of the attack itself is the first clue, 911. You add the digits together, 9 plus 1 plus 1, and you have 11. 11 is the key. It's a master key number in the book of numerology, if you would like to study it. And the Illuminati is well-versed in numerology and the significance of timings. As we know, Diana was killed on the 13th tier of the bridge abutment where her vehicle rammed this in position, and she was it was reported that she survived. And as I reported, David Icke, in his book, states that her blood was drunk by the royal family as they attended to her in the persons of medics. Well, there's a lot of things going on as we've talked to you about the blood cult rituals of the Illuminati. Very, 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 very perilous, and it is increasing even as we talk. The Twin Towers, standing side by side, looks like the number 11, of course. And after September the 11th, there was 111 days left to the end of the year. Flight 11 was the plane that hit it. They were 92 on board. 9 plus 2 equals 11. The word New York City has 11 letters. The Pentagon has 11 letters. George W. Bush has 11 letters. Colin Powell has 11 letters. Afghanistan has 11 letters, and it goes on and on and on in the Illuminati tradition of ritual significance, and we believe that there is a diabolical plot behind what's going on today. We're going to get into one of the most powerful, and this, ladies and gentlemen, has just come on the scene in the last 30 years. It's called FEMA, or Federal Emergency Management Agency, and this agency is known in the government circles as a secret government of the United States, only answering to the government behind the government, and it is now emerged as the most powerful organization in the United States. There, if you've ever heard of the black helicopters, these are managed and controlled by FEMA, and they're on the scene in many areas checking things out. All they have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is punch your 911 address into a control center in Kansas City, Missouri, and then they can train a satellite to your front door, and they can read your newspaper laying on your doorstep. That is what we're talking about here as we speak. Now, I want to show you and tell you a little bit about the operating powers behind FEMA. FEMA was created in a series of executive orders. A presidential executive order, whether constitutional or not, becomes law simply by its publication in the Federal Registry. Congress is then bypassed. Executive Order number 12148 created the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and it was to interface with the Department of Defense for civil defense planning and funding. Now, keep in mind that word funding. We're going to show you that billions of dollars, unaccounted for even by Congress, goes into this secret organization that answers to some of the Illuminati positions behind the front of the government. An emergency czar was appointed. FEMA has only spent about 6% of its budget on national emergencies. The bulk of their funding has been used for the construction of secret underground facilities. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it has been reported that there are endless tunnel systems connecting the United States with other countries underground. They have these nuclear boring machines that can bore up to 7 miles in a day. I repeat, 7 miles in a day, as they can liquefy stone into a magma, and this magma is transported out of the tunnel veil pipes. That is how efficient these boring machines are, and they leave the edges of the tunnel sealed with a high heat content as it actually melts the stone. And up to 7 miles a day, these boring machines can create these enormous chambers or tunnels. And ladies and gentlemen, the United States and now other countries involved in the New World Order are now facilitating their hold, and they are now coming in to drive the final nail into the casket of freedom as we speak. A time of trouble, perilous times shall come. This great beast that was looked into by the prophet Daniel and by the apostle John in the Apocalypse and in the book of Daniel, both writers agree that the fourth beast, or the fourth world dominating power, or one world order, was the most furious of the four. The final beast to rise up out of these four beast systems, and we have given to you those systems before. The first was Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. Second was the Medo-Persian Empire that ruled the world. The third was the Grecian Empire through Alexander the Great and the great dynasty of the Grecian Empire. And then we went into the what is called the Holy Roman Empire. And here, ladies and gentlemen, is the marvel that is spoken of in the Apocalypse, which says that all men shall wonder at the beast that was and is not, and shall go into perdition. And we know that this time has come for this beast to emerge out of the bottomless pit. And we are now trying, as the ministers of Yahweh, to prepare Yahweh's children, those that have put on the whole armor, those that have dared to access the Spirit, and those who do not fear to enter in where, in some cases, even angels fear to tread. Daniel saw the beast wear out the saints in the fourth dynasty, or the fourth kingdom of the New World Order. Ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Emergency Management Agency is the militant arm behind the Illuminati that rules the world. Now, who is the rulers? We're talking about the Club of Rome and the Committee of 300 and so on and so on, of the most powerful elite of the Illuminati, or the enlightened ones who have given their power over to the beast. That is, they have traded away their right to eternal rights of being on the right side to forever indebt themselves to the king of Babylon, which is Satan and the fallen angels. Now, I believe that Satan and his angels are now here giving support to the formation of this one world order that is coming down soon upon the planet to enslave. And we are seeing the final nails of this nation. When this nation goes, then the rest of the world goes, because this is the last stronghold resistance that the New World Order will have to face. And ladies and gentlemen, it is just like the Taliban. It is caving in every moment. We here in America are sitting idly by as this New World Order is emerging, and we have no power, it seems, to stop it. Now, the funding for the construction of secret underground facilities to assure continuity of government in case of emergency or a major emergency, either foreign or domestic, Executive Order Number 12656 appointed the National Security Council as the principal body that should consider emergency powers. Now, the National Security Council. These are the men that sit as fronts for the men that sit behind the curtain as they carry the Ark of the Power, as they are veiled Illuminati sitting behind the New World Order. Now, they will be coming out soon with this emergency power to take away the freedom and to drive the final nail in the casket of America's freedom. I don't know whether you know this or not, but your freedom was already taken away before 9-1-1-0-1. There are laws on the book to execute control management of the people. There are concentration camps already built and waiting for the hour and the day to hold you as a resistor. We have in the makings, as we speak, a control fence, and we're going to talk about the global mind control that is now in full operation as they maneuver our minds masterfully and skillfully in the holograms of situations that they present to bring in this National Executive Order 12656 that will bring in total control. And we think of it as martial law. And ladies and gentlemen, this should be considered tonight as our freedom, and our casket is being prepared, and the door is quickly, or the lid to the coffin is being nailed shut even as I speak. This allows the government to increase domestic intelligence and surveillance of U.S. citizens, and would restrict the freedom of movement within the United States and grant the government the right to isolate large groups of civilians. Now, it has been known that out west in the Midwest, at some of the railroad ship building yards, that they are now conducting, or actually building, these literally by the hundreds and thousands, rail cars that have nothing but stockade-type boxes placed with chains and fetters already in place. This has been reported by workers that have actually worked on these rail cars. There is over 15,000 now been manufactured for the exclusive purpose of Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. Now, the government uses the right to isolate large groups, and the National Guard could be federalized to seal all borders and take control of U.S. airspace and all ports of entry. But we don't have any National Guard left. That is a blind, ladies and gentlemen, as they have now removed most of our National Guard to active duty. And guess who is here? Yes, you're right. The United Nations and its allies are now here flying in our skies to keep us protected as we sign away our freedom and send our soldiers abroad while they come in the back door legally, if you will. And these executive orders are now in place, and they shall be activated as soon as the final nail goes in the lid of the coffin of freedom. Now, let me give you a few executive orders associated with FEMA that would suspend the Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Yes, you heard me say it, ladies and gentlemen. We're now even talking about the suspension of the Bill of Rights. Now, today our Congress is in turmoil. Our Senate is in turmoil. Now they are going to be forced to federalize the airlines and the workers because the answer, they say, to regain confidence in the general public to get them flying again is to have federal employees doing the job. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's coming up. The government will take over every phase of every necessary operation to control you and the masses of people here in the United States. Our freedom is being dissolved, and the nails are being driven into the lid of the coffin of freedom. These executive orders have been on record for 30 years and could be enacted by the stroke of a presidential pen under the guise of emergency acts. Now, let me give you the executive orders that you might want to write down, and you can get this off of your internet through any information center to search, and you can find the evidence as I did. Executive Order 10990 allows the government to take over all modes of transportation, there you go, and control of highways, airways, and seaports. Let me repeat that. Executive Order 10990. It is the executive order to take over all modes of transportation, control of highways, seaways, and airways. But they didn't mention the tunnels. Wonder who's going to take you over them. It will be the Illuminati and those that go underground in the event of nuclear holocaust. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they are prepared. Where is your shelter? You have none. And this has all been secretly done under your nose as they drill under your feet this very moment, as they hollow out chambers in the earth to protect themselves, as they give the scenario for a nuclear holocaust to come down upon not only the America, but the world. We'll come back with executive order number two, and we will show you how the nails are being driven in the coffin of freedom. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. We'll be back in two. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening to the Shepherd's Call. We've been reporting to you for over 1 month that the Arab coalition has nuclear weapons. Now, whether or not they will see it needful at this time to use them, it's been reported that they will use them. And today out of Pakistan, the Pakistani scientist says that Osama bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda, that they are now, they think, in a possession of nuclear weapons. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you see, things that we don't plan for sometimes happen, and some things that planned, they work out real effectively, as we're talking about tonight. We need a nail in the coffin of freedom here in America. And the communist agenda is to take away freedom. And the communist agenda is working like a charm, as the Illuminati are now in, want to be, and probably will be, we predict, in control of the whole earth within a short time. Executive Order number 10995 allows the government to seize control of the communication media. Boy, that'll be a step up. It could get better. Executive Order 10997 allows the government to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals. Ladies and gentlemen, we told you that we think that the purpose of going to Afghanistan, the real reason behind the coalition is the petroleum possibilities there in that region. 500 years of oil in abundance with gas, enough to do this world 500 years into the future. And that is worth taking, ladies and gentlemen. And looks like it's working like a charm, as we now have the Afghans fighting against themselves. And all we have to have is a few intelligent officers on the ground to give our pilots our coordinates where we can effectively take out the Taliban. In this case, who knows, maybe another month from now we'll be bombing the northern, as we have equipped with them, along with Russian military. Now we have equipped them. We may have to bomb them next. Who knows where this thing could go to, ladies and gentlemen. Executive Order number 10998 allows the government to seize all means of transportation, including personal cars, trucks or vehicles of any kind, and total control over highways, airways, seaports, and waterways, excluding tunnels, of course. Executive Order 10999 allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. Executive Order number 11000 allows the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision. Excuse me. That's interesting. Let me read that again. Executive Order 11, remember 11, division, 000, allows the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision. Remember the rail cars that I spoke about? Right now we have 15,000 to 20,000 manufactured. We done have the detention camps already in place. The barbed wire pointing in. No one there yet. Stay tuned. Executive Order 11001 allows the government to take over all health, education, and welfare functions. Your shots may be coming, whether you want them or not. Executive Order 11002 designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration for all persons. Could that be the next executive order coming into play under FEMA and their jack-booted thugs with their black helicopters that show up? Anytime there is a strange phenomenon, you will see the FEMA helicopters in the air, especially around UFO activity and things of that nature. The Postmaster General will have power to operate, install, and operate a national registration of all persons coming to a neighborhood near you as they nail down the coffin lid of freedom. Executive Order 11003 allows the government to take over all airports, aircraft, including commercial. Executive Order 11004 allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate, let me repeat this, to relocate communities. Rail cars coming up. Build new housing with public funds, designate areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations. They've already got those built, ladies and gentlemen. Forced labor. You say, buddy, this sounds like World War II. Ladies and gentlemen, World War II won't be able to hold this scenario alight. Executive Order 11005 allows the government to take over railroads. There you are. They will have them loaded real good. Inland waterways and public storage facilities. Executive Order 11051 specifies the responsibility of the Office of Emergency Planning and gives authorization to put all executive orders into effect in times of increased international tension and economic or financial crises. It has been reported today that corporation profits has now, since 9/11, been wiped out for 3 years in succession as they go back 3 years and wipe out all profits. And you think times are good? Ladies and gentlemen, let me repeat that Executive Order 11051 will be exacted when we have an economic financial crisis or we have international tension. All of those are prerequisites, and they are already like tumblers on a lock to nail the final nail into the lid of freedom as we know it. No, ladies and gentlemen, nothing in America will ever be the same. I'm sorry. We have been long asleep and naive as this locomotive has run down the track to disaster. Executive Order number 11310 grants authority to the Justice Department to enforce the plans set out in Executive Order Enter FEMA Management Control. And ladies and gentlemen, they have a budget that is not even Congress knows where they get their money. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me show you something about money. It's long been known that all that the Illuminati has to do to get money is to print paper. There is no more gold reserve to back up money. Money is as near as your local printing press. And that's all it takes to get money. There is no national debt. That is a guise to rob you of your treasures. Executive Order 11310 grants authority to the Department of Justice to enforce plans set out in executive orders to institute industrial support to establish judicial and legislative liaisons to control, here it is, all aliens, to operate penal and correctional institutions, and to advise and assist the president. Let me give you the last phase of that. To control all aliens, that'll be you, to operate penal and correctional institutions, that will be you, and to advise and to assist the president. What's to advise and assist? When these orders are enacted, these concentration camps could be filled up overnight. You could be on a rail car as they were in Germany, as they have, the media has exposed and carried on the 6 million poor Jews that died in German concentration camps, and not one fact of that was reported truthfully in the press, that there were no concentration camps in Germany, that people were gassed en masse. There is a $200,000 reward for anybody, and yet the press keeps playing up that there were 6 million of those gassed. Well, this time it may be coming true in a neighborhood near you. Executive Order 11049. It assigns emergency preparedness function to federal departments and agencies, consolidating 21 operative executive orders issued over the 20-year period. Executive Order 11049. Now let's look at Executive Order 11921. It allows the Federal Emergency Preparedness Agency to develop plans. Ladies and gentlemen, these plans have already been developed to establish control over the mechanisms of production, distribution, energy, wages, salaries, credit, and the flow of money in the U.S. financial institutions in any undefined national emergency. Undefined. It also provides that when a state of emergency is declared by the president, remember, just a stroke of a pen, Congress cannot review the action for 6 months. Now, let me repeat that. Once the Executive Order 11921 is signed by the stroke of the President's pen, then Congress cannot review the action for 6 months, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency has broad sweeping powers in every aspect of the nation. General Frank Salzedro, chief of FEMA's Civil Division, stated in a 1983 conference that he saw FEMA's role as a new frontier in the protection of individual and governmental leaders from assassination. And of civil and military installations from sabotage and or attack, foreign or domestic. Prevention of dissident groups from gaining access to U.S. opinion. Prevention of dissident groups. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you need to highlight that emergency act right there. Prevention of dissident groups. That's anybody that speaks out against this could be a dissident, and you could be considered an enemy of the state. And you could be on the local cattle car heading to a group home near you. Opinion of a global audience in time of crisis or a dissident group. FEMA's powers were consolidated by then President Carter to incorporate, listen to this, the National Security Act of 1947, which allows for strategic relocation of industries, services, government, and other essential economic activities, and to rationalize the requirements for manpower, resources, and or production facilities. The 1950 Defense Production Act, which gives the president sweeping powers over all aspects of the economy. Well, don't you think somebody needs to step in right now with a sweep of the pen and take over the all aspects of the economy, which is in shambles? Even the airline industry, our largest airlines, not only American, it was American Flight that crashed today, a number 300 Airbus, one of the European models, one of these wide-body jets, and 260 aboard, as I have reported, then what they can do is take over all of the airlines with a sweep of the pen, and ladies and gentlemen, it looks like the economy card could be played here at any moment. As we're sitting here talking, the possibilities loom large if we cannot get a commercial plan into place to save the airlines. And not only is American in trouble, it is reported that all of the major lines, airlines, unless they merge or unless they come under federal jurisdiction and guidance, that they will probably cease to exist unless confidence can quickly be restored. They are meeting this week, as a matter of fact, to try, Congress is, if they're divided, Democrats against the Republicans. It's that old I'm for you and you're not for me thing. The Act of August 29, 1916, now this goes back to 1916, which authorizes the Secretary of the Army in time of war to take possession of any transportation system for transporting troops, material, or any other purpose, there it is, related to emergency. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this Act of 1916 could be enacted or brought to play if the airlines cannot function any longer, then the Federal Management Agency would then take over and operate the airways or the airlines, and you would be flying the friendly skies of FEMA. the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which enables the president to seize the property of a foreign country. Well, here we are in Afghanistan. The United Nations will wind up with that. That's already a done deal. Powell and Bush were at the United Nations, and they publicly stated the role of the United Nations once the war is ended. So then, they are turning. Did you know that all of our parks are now under the UN auspices with FEMA as its armed wing to enforce, along with the United Nations security forces that are now hidden at your local park? You can't go on there without stepping on a commie somewhere. These powers were transferred to FEMA in a sweeping consolidation in 1979. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The final nail in the coffin of freedom is being nailed down. Notice verse 4 of 2 Timothy, one word that I will pull out of the fourth verse, traitors. Verse 1 says perilous times. Verse 4 says traitors. Keep in mind that someone operating a government behind the government has already become traitors to our constitutional republic. And we are in dire straits as we seek to have answers. And you could become a dissident for just asking for an answer from these our powers that are now being swept into our country under the guise of Federal Management Act empowerments. Well, traitors, heady and high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, isn't this the same government that ruled that prayer it is a $200,000 fine for you to even go into a public place, a school, and have prayer? You could be fined as much as $200,000 and in prison for up to 2 years for just saying your prayers vocally or out loud, as we say here in the South, in a public place. Lovers of self. In other words, humanists. That's what we have become, that we're ever learning, verse 7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, verse 5, from such turn away. Now, we advise you to take this into consideration, a time of trouble, perilous times, and we are now in those days. There's nothing I can say anymore to add to that. Other than tonight, this is Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to write me, I'd like to thank all of those that called me last week on our series of the Ascended Masters. Thank you for writing or calling and offering your support and your contribution, your tithes and your love offerings mean so much as we are trying our best to bring you revelated truth as we are on the frequency fence line tonight, giving you actual facts coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Well, this is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. My mailing address is simply Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. If you'd like to comment tonight and chat with me, I'll be available immediately after the broadcast to take your call. As many as I can handle with the one line that I have available here tonight. If the line is busy or you get voicemail, please take down my number and call me back. Area code 423-626-2172. Or you can, as I said, write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 378. Tomorrow night, we're going to get into HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, coming to a neighborhood near you very soon. And we're going to get into the global mind control experiments that are now being enacted all over the planet. And we're going to get into some of the reasons why this frequency fence is being built with the corporation of the aliens. And we're not talking about people across the ocean. We're talking about people from outer space. These intelligent beings, the reptilians that we talk about, they are here, ladies and gentlemen, coming to a neighborhood near you. We're brought to you tonight by Miracle 2. Let me talk to you a little bit about Miracle 2. This is a miracle of the 21st century. It is good for what ails you, and this is indeed a miracle. So you can use it for glass cleaner, washing soap, truck wash, whatever. And all you got to do is call 1-877-289-7439. Or you can call 1-888-281-7320. Or you can simply call 866-761-0438. Tell them Pastor Buddy sent you. If you get voicemail tonight on those numbers, remember tomorrow morning between the hours of 9 to 5, you will get a voice behind the number to talk to you and to assist you in Miracle 2 products. Until tomorrow night at 8 Eastern Standard Time, Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. Yahweh bless you and keep you safe.
Join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.